Travis and Sliwa, Beto and Yates, happy Tuesday, kiddos. We actually got a decent amount going on around the sports world. In the Premiership, Chelsea's playing Bournemouth. The only reason that's of import is because Michael B. Jordan is there. I don't know why he's there.
Why would he be there for that?
I have no idea, but I guess he's a Chelsea fan. Also, Beto's very interested in this bowl game happening.
Yeah, let's go. Camellia Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama. How do you not know about it? Georgia Southern Eagles, the Fighting Clay Heltons taking on the Buffalo Bulls. The Fighting Clay, Khalil Max, something like that. But it's very interesting because the quarterback for Georgia Southern was at Buffalo last year. So he's trying. And 2 years ago, he won this bowl game with Buffalo. So it's very, very interesting.
So he's a legacy guy.
Decent
amount of sports happening around.
A lot of football today.
The calendar. And some football as well. I mentioned this before the break. You know, so yesterday, the Chargers, for the first time in a long time, were in a situation in which they were on the front foot, Beto. They had a chance to sort of write their own destiny, and they did it. Now, the Colts aren't very good, and the Chargers, obviously, this is a game they needed to win. What did you think about this team not sort of chargering and actually holding it down, gaining that wild card spot when they got the chance?
Not chargering. What a word.
I mean, what a phrase. People talk about this word all the time.
Yeah. You know what? And you and I were tweeting yesterday about it and how we're going to come to the show. And like, I'm not a sports fan, like of a team, right?
A team guy.
I love LA sports because I love when the city is on fire. Last year when the Rams are doing their thing and the city is going back and forth, I love the city winning. The Dodgers winning, Lakers winning. Winning is good for the city, the morale, and the fans. It's great because you invest all this time with them. So the Chargers, it's hard because they're brand new. Right? It's their fans are in elementary right now. And the people say, oh, go back to San Diego. They're not going to go because they raise their value so many billions
of
dollars.
Enough. You know, they're here.
They're not going anywhere. They got a great lease right there. Now, Kaplan, being such a Charger hater, I've gone on the side of, you hate them so much, I'm going to love the Chargers so much because I'm that guy and I'm going to go anti with them. But then, also, when, you know, full disclosure, when the Chargers moved here, I was their pre and post host for a couple seasons.
Okay.
And I knew what they were up against. I'm hosting Charger Talk. Nobody's calling
Charger Talk.
I know
Talk,
this.
Right?
I know that. But you saw the way they were going to build things, and it was going to take a while. They understood that. The staff that they have, they knew. They had to change their attitude. They had to change everything about them. And they draft Justin Herbert. And I love his attitude. I love the way that he plays.
It's great.
And getting to the playoffs last year should have happened. The way that they didn't go, it was, as you would say, chargering.
Yeah.
This year, with the injuries, they're beat up. It's like they shouldn't have things. This weekend, things fall into place for them. Finally, they control their own destiny to get into the playoffs, and they actually do it. So watching that game yesterday, I'm like, heck yeah, good for them, the way that they came out. And the Colts are bad. They are bad.
Colts are terrible.
They're terrible.
First of all, who knew that Nick Foles was on that team? I've learned that as soon as kickoff happened. That was
you
news
too?
To me. You're right. That was news to me. But I do think you're right also in the larger sense that's bigger than just L.A. in many ways, but though, is that Justin Herbert is good for the league.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid is he's about as good of a stud young QB as you're going to get. And I know that it's not just about sort of the way that he plays. I mean, but he's a quiet guy. He makes all the throws. He could do it with his feet as well. His teammates seem to love him. I'm in fact somewhat surprised that Jay Herbo is not a bigger star than he actually already is, considering just, you know, sort of what he looks like, how he plays, and where he is. I really think this could be a postseason where he becomes sort of a different character in the light of the rest of the country in terms of what people think about who the Chargers are, because that team is pretty good. You know, they dealt with some injury issues in the middle of the season, but now that they're back to some level of full health, it won't be surprising if they walk into somebody's stadium and beat them.
Yeah, and this is a team where you're okay, they have something, but not quite. Last night, Keenan Allen getting back into the mix, looking good. Austin Eckler. There was an excellent story written about I forget who it was, but about Austin Eckler. Oh, in the LA Times. Jeff Miller wrote it. How Austin Eckler, where he came from. This dude was essentially a cowboy in Denver area. He grew up like an hour north of Denver. And I've known of Austin when he came in training camp, right? You're like, okay, who's this undrafted kid who's about 5'8"-ish, but working hard? And then you hear the stories about him in the weight room. He's the strongest one. He's doing squats with the linemen and the linebackers. He's lifting heavy because he was always been doing that, right?
Right.
But he's also emerging as a leader. They gave him the big contract. This is a dude, Eckler, who gets it. For being a small-town kid, he grew up about an hour and a half north of Denver, and he literally was riding in the rodeos. He tried three different rodeos, and he got knocked off of the
wow.
And he was like, nah, maybe this ain't for me. But
that ain't easy either. Yeah.
No. He was like 11, 12 years old, but that's what he was doing. Right. He was his stepfather owned a big ranch, and he was literally pulling up the barbed wire and doing fencing. Like, that's, they always say that country strong, that's him. But
bro,
him, the way he runs, the way he has attitude, he's really big on Twitch, right? He's really big on communicating with the crowd and the fans,
yeah,
which is good. But when you need him in a game, you see the way he runs. They kind of have that attitude about him. So the Chargers are a fun team to watch. Forget your allegiance to the Rams or anything else. They're a fun team, but they also have a lot of holes. Is this a team that can make a run in the playoffs? Maybe win a game, maybe surprise two, but not going to make a deep run. I don't think so. They don't have that depth for it. But you start hearing,
I mean, you never
about
know.
Them.
But I mean, the Bengals made the Super Bowl last year, but, and they beat some good teams.
Yeah, and then, but you look at a Herbert and a guy like that, and you said it, how come he doesn't have that bigger presence? You need to have the national games, the national exposure games, because nobody on the East Coast is watching a Charger game at all. But if you win a playoff game, all of a sudden, damn, this dude just put up 300 yards like that, flinging it around, the locks, 3-6-6, good old boy. You know, he just has that attitude about him of, you're not going to hear Justin Herbert's in the club from what I've been told. He stays at home, watches videos, and is literally locked into just being a quarterback and doesn't do anything else outside of that. His whole life is being a quarterback.
Right. They're in the playoffs for the first time since 2018. I mean, people forget who Herbert is. The guy was an academic All-American, and he was going to be a Heisman candidate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this dude is not just some I don't know, meathead.
That's the opposite of what he is.
I don't want to talk smack about other quarterbacks in the league, but that's not remotely who he is, you know. And I think that this team is interesting because for two reasons. Number one, I think they are overlooked, as you pointed out. And number two, like I said, teams can get hot and start beating people. It is not out of the question that
Staley could also take them out of it. I'm just saying that because he makes these crazy fourth down plays. He was the reason they didn't go to the playoffs last year.
But his guys like
the playoffs last year.
I don't know. Yeah, I hear you. But on balance,
get out.
On balance, you know, they're in more games than they're not because they actually take those chances, and it's hard for him to get out of that. I get it.
They get too cute sometimes.
They get a little too cute by a half sometimes, but at the same time,
every decision matters.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But I'll tell you this, Emily, being around camp a little bit this year, and you start talking to guys, not interviews, just talking to them, guys buy into that, and they bring guys, their players that, oh, you want us to go on for it on fourth down and right in this situation? Heck yeah, because you believe in us, right? And it's the attitude of it. It's not for everybody, and it's unconventional too. Now, yeah, at times he's doing it, you're like, dude, why are you trying this right now? But they figured things out. They got their own system. And when you have a coach who's doing things, we might be saying, what are you doing? But the players, Herbert, I know for a fact, if you ever watch it when they're on the fourth down, Herbert is always in that attitude of, I'm going. Like, they're starting to get that. And I think now that Staley has finally year under his belt and realizing the magnitude of what he's doing, that hey, the league catches up to you when you try to get too cute. Remember the Wildcat was all the rage for a while? Then all of a sudden everybody, like, dude, we figured it out. Like, sometimes you just need to smack somebody in the mouth and you just run them over. Like, it's not that hard when it's fourth and inches. There's no need to be running that corner fade, right? So that's what the Chargers are. And like, it'd be good for them to do it and get after it and get more exposure, because when the city has playoffs, it's fun. It makes you want to watch something.
Rams and Chargers face off on New Year's Day at SoFi. Should be an interesting matchup. Those two teams are moving in opposite directions, Beto.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going on with the Rams. They had a nice win against the Broncos, obviously. The Baker Mayfield situation is kind of fascinating, obviously. If Matt Stafford,
I love it. I love it. I mean, that he was going to do that, too. I feel so good about that.
This is Emily's account on this one. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen with Stafford in the offseason. But I don't know.
He's going to be there. It's going to be fine. Okay, guys.
Baker made some money this weekend.
Yeah.
The Rams are losing because of injury.
Sure.
Next year, the people that were injured will be back. I think honestly, Sean McVay deserves maybe even some like Coach of the Year credit for giving him 5 years, five wins. Like this, wow. This role that he's been given, what Sean McVay has to do here, is a lot to take on. And
they knew that this was coming. They didn't have any depth. Another one, just like the Lakers, there's no depth. They knew they sold themselves out for a championship, and they got
it. And it worked.
We'll be back next year.
Okay, but that's 2 years away from a championship team. That's also a year older for Stafford. I mean, this team is going to have a little bit more.
You have a banged up Stafford too.
They got a banged up Stafford. They have a few more hurdles than I think people realize. But that's not even the point. The point is here is that the Bolts are a viable team. And if you're a football fan in LA, I mean, listen, you know, if you don't like the Chargers, that's fine. But that might be, I mean, that is going to be perhaps the only playoff game you see in this city, you know what I mean, in this football season.
I'll say this, though. See why? Yes. So when I was growing up in elementary, in the late 80s, 90s, the only team I ever saw in the playoffs, and there's a reason a lot of my friends are fans of this team, the Niners.
Yeah.
It was Joe Montana and Jerry Rice and it was Tom Rathman, the fullback, and Roger Craig. That's the team you would see on TV in the playoffs. So a lot of my friends, impressionable kids in third and fourth grade, became Niner fans because that's what you saw in the playoffs. And
that's all fine.
And there's also a generation that are now Patriots and Packers fans because that's what you see in the playoffs. Right. So
I'm
if you're a kid in LA, you could become a Charger fan because you see them.
Sure. And I'm not even worried about like the legacy effect of any of this in terms of young kids in LA. I'm just talking about the teams in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
The Chargers are fun to watch, bro.
Yes, they are.
And they might show up and beat somebody. Yeah. You know, and that's kind of where I'm at. I'm impressed with them as a simple fan of football who covers this for work. I like watching that team. And Justin Herbert is the kind of quarterback that he's got all baseball player, by the way, which is part of the reason why I love that dude. They're just really fun to watch. And yesterday, by the way, you talked about Brandon Staley. So our friend Mina Kimes, who you guys know from you know, her various
from everything.
Every week we text about the Bolts. Like I'll do something. I'll say something stupid, some stupid joke because whatever. She's big into
football.
And
she'll talk about the Seahawks.
She discusses the Bolts because she likes them too because they're a fun team. And like she's not the biggest fan. She's obviously got a 12 tattoo, so she's a Seahawks fan. But she likes the Bolts anyway. So yesterday, I texted my usual Quiet Storm with the lightning bolts on there because that's what I call their offense, the Quiet Storm offense. Because I'm stupid and I. You know, whatever.
I dig.
And she replies with just a still shot of that picture of Brandon Staley on the sideline doing whatever that yoga pose is with his
cat cows.
The cakes were out as we might say.
He was getting the body ready,
caked up double cheeked up as some of the kids would say. And dude, for the next 3 hours, my mentions were just a complete disaster. I was like, Mina, why did you do this? You know what I mean? Because the point is,
why did Brandon do this?
Okay, so
hey, that's when you're comfortable in who you are.
That's what I'm saying. My favorite part about this team is the actual coach. So Emily, you mentioned that he might coach them in or out or something. That guy is hilarious to me. He's such a prototypical current NFL coach. Never played in the league. Kind
Division
of a short
three.
Dude. D3 guy who just kind of doesn't really do anything but coach football and does not care about anybody else. I love that guy. He's half the fun for me, Beto.
Could he have done that in the hallway? Sure. In the tunnel? Sure.
No. Why would you do that?
But you also, you know this, every single coach has their routine of what they do. They got to get going. And I'm going to be in that zone. Yeah, they know the cameras are on them, but look, if I got to go and get Warrior One down, I'm going to go do it. A little downward dog, I'm going to make sure I'm ready. Because I got to be on the sidelines for the next 4 hours on my feet, get going, got to make sure the core is engaged. Then he goes and runs the stairs. When you go to a football game and you're there 4 or 5 hours early, like we are for most times.
Yeah.
And you see the stadium awakening, right? You see, before the players are out there, the coaches. I always love watching the old school lineman coach who are just about three bills.
Right.
They got the
way
gray.
Too big for their frame.
They're too big for the frame, but they're doing their laps around the field, or they might even do a little side to side step, like they're old school, like up against the goalpost because there's nobody there. But that's that athlete mentality. Staley played football in college, right? So he knows what's up.
So, yeah.
He's got to get his body ready. He's got to get that mind going. Hey, Jim Leland used to smoke a heater in the clubhouse before he went out there, right? So go for it. You whatever it is to get you in the zone and get you a win.
I have smoked a heater with Jim Lee.
Stop it.
True fact.
Coming up,
I've been on social media all weekend, so I have so many different things to tell you about. It's Travis and Sliwa.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh. Travis and Sliwa show.
Yeah.
Better Duran and Clinton Yates filling in. If you know this song, that means you have been staring at your phone, probably out of the sight of the person that you love, quite frequently. Do you know what you're hearing right now, Beto Duran?
I know it's Skilo, but I don't know what version this is.
It's a sped up version that is okay, so I'm glad to hear that you don't know what this is, Beto. That means that you're actually spending your time usefully. This is currently the song that is the soundtrack for the, at least on my side of TikTok.
You can bring that down, TikTok
Taylor.
Thing?
Yeah. You can bring that down, Taylor, because it is actually very annoying. On my side of TikTok is the most popular trend going around right now, which is turning my mom into me. Now, let me explain how this lays out, Beto. Basically, it'll say, turning my mom into me, and then a woman will walk out of said door, clearly a mom and clearly being filmed by her daughter, and then does a little turn or whatever, goes back into
like she looks a little more
she
mommy
looks
like
she's mommy like, yes you know yes. What I'm saying, dressed like a mom, for lack of a better term, like school kid pickup, perhaps at the tournament all day and had to get
sweats,
there at 5 a.m.
Like,
or whatever
stuff,
yes.
Yeah.
okay
they go into the room, come back out, and they're dressed like their daughters, done up in the whole nine. My guy, let me explain to you,
this is a TikTok thing.
Yeah, you need to get on this. This is a problem. I saw the first couple. I was like, oh, okay. And then next thing I know, I'm like, bruh, who are these moms on TikTok? What is going on out here? Why is this talent pool so deep? There's all these funny stitches with them now where guys are just like, yo, bro, I can't even handle it. So now every time I hear that song, I think about this trend. I need you to go to this trend.
You think about moms.
Listen.
I have TikTok. I just don't use it.
You don't want that in your algorithm. See, keep his algo clean, as they say.
It's. I use it, but I'm not really like. It's more when my kids send me stuff. That's part of the reason why I have it. Because I just know once I get into it, I'm going to go down that hole and I'm going to sound exactly like you, where it's going to be, what's going on here? The Mexican TikTok is crazy for me because there's a bunch of influencers on there who are doing a bunch of things where they're posting things, and they're same thing, where they're doing the videos of like, what does it look like, or how Mexican dad sounds. So I get caught up in that Mexican TikTok, which is like, oh, heck yeah. Like the one about the hating tias, like the salty aunts who show up at Christmas and all they're doing is talking bad about you. I went down that rabbit hole a little bit, and I'm like, what am I doing with my life here? Let me put Die Hard back on. Like, what am I doing?
Wow. Here? See, you don't want to embrace the wave. Emily, your thoughts?
No, I'll embrace it for like 10 minutes. I just don't want to, because then I know how I am. Once I get going, I find others and
I'm
going
to explain this to you later.
You don't even, there's a thing out there called Rudy Valencia. The Mexicans know what I'm talking about. A dude who got busted with his girlfriend and wife at the same time.
No. Break it down. Explain it. What do we got? We got 3 hours to fill, buddy. What are we talking about?
This is
the
kind of stupid. Okay. So, oh my God.
Oh, this is too stupid?
No. It's just the fact that I know this, right? Because I should know better. I actually found it on the food community, right? The Foods Gone Wild subset.
Yes.
And it was a dude who, yeah, you know what's up. So a dude was lunchtime special with the torta lady. Like, literally, she sells the tortas, right? And, you know, the wife busted them. and she smacked him around and she said, "Have you no shame, Rudy Valencia?" He was in his work outfit, right? He was, looks like he's a mechanic or something, right? So Rudy Valencia, "Have you no shame," right? So boom.
Right.
Fast forward, Rudy comes out and says, "Hey, I'm okay. I'm a good man because I still went to work," right? That was the next video. Then the video after that, the wife comes out and says, "Oh, we're together. They're posting the Christmas picture together," right? Boom. Then the lady, the torta lady, is saying, "Leave me alone. The harassment, I don't need this for me and my kids." Boom. And then there's this dude.
Oh, the torta lady has kids. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's a dude who does the breakdown of saying that he knows Rudy Valencia. He knows the wife. He knows the kid. And it's just everything else. And it just became, it was trending, and it was TikTok was breaking him down of like, okay, who's yet? Yeah. Gerardo, exactly. Gerardo, right? Jose Luis in Spanish, how you would do it. So, yeah, so Rudy Valencia, I can't believe I'm talking about that on ESPN Radio.
But yeah, Beto's a shame.
That's where you go. No, it's not that a shame. It's just, like, I should be doing more with my life. I should be spending time with my kids. I should be saying, "Hey, mija, how are you doing? Hey, son, let's do this college application. Let's figure out this FAFSA for you,"
Your
right?
Your kids are the ones on TikTok. Yes. You just said that. Yes, so this is exactly. Called bonding.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I'm not watching Rudy Valencia with my kids. I'm watching it for myself because then it went in our group chat. And then next to you, no. Like, the name of our group chat on the WhatsApp, because, you know, WhatsApp is where it's at, yeah. Right? There's stickers of Rudy Valencia, right? They're
Emily, I knew that this was going to open a door to something that mattered. I knew, but there's no way that Beto was roaming this earth with no context of what's happening on TikTok. Have you seen this?
No, our group chat just said it right now. Beto talking about Rudy Valencia on 710. The name of our group chat is El Rudy Valencia. Like,
yes.
Oh, know your audience.
Perfect.
Know your audience.
Emily, have you seen the moms of TikTok?
I have seen the moms of TikTok. I do think it's funny because it shows that aging and getting older is just a mindset, so that you could always just dress yourself up and change your, like, you could dress more trendy and change how you look. But I think it's great for these moms to get a little bit of, like, you know, confidence boost. But yeah, get out there, girl.
No, go for it. Like, then the thing is, dude, there's an entire thing out there. So, for example, TikTok can make you huge, right? So, back to the TikTok influencers, we played this tournament in Oregon last week, and the team that we played against was a local team. We had kids from the rival high school telling us, "Please beat them, please beat them." I'm like, "Why? They're your right." "No, we don't like that kid on the team. He's TikTok famous. Like, kid had like a million followers. You can blow up and do everything. The Mexican recipes, there's like Mexican abuelas are out there who are showing you how to actually make food.
Hold on.
Oh my God, without recipes? Oh my gosh.
Slow down. This is what I'm trying to say, is that, like, and this is kind of an extended metaphor, but, like, I've been on social media for a lot of different places for a long time, and I don't have, you know, Beto's looking down the nose attitude about it because, frankly, I got my job because of Twitter on a lot of levels. But TikTok to me has become on a kind of a creative cultural level, Beto, well beyond influencers.
Yeah.
Just a fascinating place to look. If you think of old school media, your newspapers, your news radios, your television as kind of the information superhighway. I'd sort of looked at Twitter as maybe a car you drive on that. TikTok is like a bedroom community. Like, people are in their classrooms. People are in their kitchens. People are at their jobs. Like, it's a totally different view on the world than a lot of these other social media sites. And I think it's offered me personally, not just because I've been cooped up in my apartment for the last couple of days, but, you know, it allows a window from a very different lens than a lot of other things do. Twitter, primarily text-based. IG, primarily picture-based. TikTok, oddly enough, is kind of both. And, like, you get to see things where you're just like, forget about hot moms. Like, you get
don't forget about the hot moms.
I'm saying, we're not going to ever forget about hot moms. Let's be clear about that. I mean, in this particular portion of the discussion, like, it is fast. I spend a lot of time on TikTok, bro. You guys wanted to make fun of me because I'm watching people clear each other's gutters
No.
It is a very interesting look into just, in general, the society we live on a level that no other social media site has been able to capture.
Look, I don't look down on it. I'm all for it. It's just, for me, I'm trying to use less of my phone. And I just.
It's a rabbit hole.
The way I am, if I find one thing, I'm not going to let go.
Yes.
So if I were to get into, you know what I really like? They were making fun of you for watching people clean their gutters.
Yes.
No, I love kitchen renovations.
Thank you.
Right? And I love backyard renovations. right? All about the living space. And maybe because my sister's, and maybe because I don't have a house. That's what I want. You know, I would love to do that. Like, but I get caught up in that. And where do you see it? On TikTok. There's that woman who shows you how to build a brick wall in her house. I mean, there's all kinds of things out there. I just know that
so damn it. Overwhelmed.
No, because I need to read a book. That's what I need to do.
Read a book. 2023, Beto's resolution, read more books.
I do. Once a month. But damn it, I get done with the book and I'm back to the TikTok because I know I'm going to get caught up. Like the Twitter, I stopped using it, right? I only use it during the shows when I'm working.
Right.
The IG, it's cool, but you know, even then, less on that because of the algorithm, the span. The TikTok, I know it's coming, and I post on there like whenever I do a high school.
You do post,
yeah. Whenever I do a high school game, if I get a highlight, I'll put it up there because I know that's where the kids are at, right? And that's gonna get the engagement. But the I forget it. Let me download TikTok again. I'll do it.
Thank you. I have one New Year's resolution.
I took it off of my phone, but let me.
I have one New Year's resolution myself, which is to actually make a TikTok.
Oh, you haven't made one?
No.
Oh, you only use it? You lurk.
It's factor cap. I'm Clayton Yates. He's Beto Duran. I'm a lurker. He's a user. It's Travis and Sliwa on 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, since it's essentially lunchtime here in Virginia, I was snacking throughout the course of the show on this sandwich my dad made of leftovers from Christmas dinner. Okay. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. He made this turkey and gravy and stuffing and mashed potatoes all in a sandwich. Oh, my dad's a great cook, so that's one of the things about coming home. So this first thing, there are a lot of them are like airplane or travel themed just because they were on my mind. So
yeah, sure.
So the person next to me on my flight, he did not bring anything to entertain himself. He just was sitting there and had no phone, had no book, had no nothing to look at the entirety of the flight. And he was in the middle seat. So people who don't bring anything to entertain themselves on 1+ hour flights are crazy. Clinton, fact or cap?
Fact. This is total insanity. I can't fly a plane without getting the Wi-Fi, number one.
Oh.
Number two, I can barely fly a plane without getting something to drink. Number three, how the hell do you sit in a plane for 1+ hours just doing nothing? I don't understand that. It's not like planes are these like, you know, it's not like you can go meditate on a plane. It's not like you can get to a space of zen where you can just focus on yourself. Planes are noisy, annoying, cacophonous.
Smelly.
In general. Yeah. Bro, these people are completely nuts. I don't understand how anybody does this, Beto.
Now, hold on, Emily. I have a couple questions here. Was the guy looking like he was maybe on cloud nine?
He was an older man.
Okay.
And he looked very normal.
He looked sober.
He looked like a sober man, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then you said, like over 60?
Yes, I would say 60+.
Yeah, old people can do that, man. Old people can just sit there.
You will see old guys do that every once in a while, where they just sit there, and you're like, I don't even understand that.
Old people can just sit there and watch the day go by. They could just chill. Like, you know, we are of the generation and of the lifestyle where if our phone isn't in our hand, what are we doing here? We're like so nervous, right? I have to read something. Even as the plane's going on, even if I'm reading the back of the instruction manual on how to get out of the plane, something, I just can't do it. Like the people who are young, who show up with nothing, man, there's always, that's why I asked if he was sober. Cause you might go and take some edibles and be done with it. You know?
That's true.
I mean, that's also helpful. Taylor, what about you?
That's hard to do, bro.
I'm thinking he was an air marshal or something, you know?
What was he wearing?
He's sussing me out.
I have to at least.
Nah, he wouldn't do that. Cause that brings attention to him.
Yeah. What was he wearing?
Right. So he was like, he had like just like a regular jacket, a hat, and like pants, but he was with someone else too. Like he was another woman. I guess they were together, but they didn't sit together. It was like his wife, I guess, was somewhere else.
Oh, well, that totally changes the calculus. My bad. Go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I have to at least listen to some music or something at the very least.
Yeah, you're a musician. You got headphones on all the time.
Yeah.
He was traveling with his wife, though, or let's just say his partner, and he did not have to sit with her, That could be a situation where he literally just wanted
that was
3 hours
zen.
Of silence.
That right. Zen right there.
I'm saying it's entirely possible that that was his weekend getaway on his weekend.
As
getaway.
He said, oh, middle seat. Sure. I'll give right. Yeah, no problem. I'll be
whatever.
There.
Mm-hmm. As long as I don't have to talk to anybody. I know the feeling.
So we know there's a bunch of mess going on right now with Southwest Airlines. So if an airline messes with you once, you will never fly with them again. Beto, Factor Cap.
Nah, because I know it's out of their control, man. Like, they're not trying to do things. Cap, for me, it's, I'll do this, though. If you're flying Spirit, that's on you. That's your own problem. You know, there's a couple of airlines in Mexico that you just don't do. Volaris, you better be careful. Speaking of TikTok, there's a Volaris TikTok. Really? Volaris is the, like, Spirit of Mexico, right? Where they're charging you to breathe right now. So it's
or like Ryanair in England is the same way. It's like it's the same thing.
Oh, God, I flew Ryanair once.
So you're flying Spirit. You're flying some of the other sus airlines. You know what you're going to get. So that look, just get me there.
What's it, Volaris?
Volaris, yeah.
Volaris Tijuana 2022 is what came up. Oh, dear.
All right, Clinton, what about you with this?
Yeah.
What was the question again? Sorry, I forgot about the previous.
They say no, mess it up. You're
if
not.
If airline messes
it. Oh, if you mess it up, yeah. No, there's no. This is total cap for me because this isn't realistic in my lifestyle. There's just no way that I can write off an entire airline and not have a completely annoying situation going forward. Number two about that, pardon me, is that I got to thinking about Volaris and I got confused. Like, I don't know, outside of those, like the Ryanair's, the actual budget airlines. I don't know that I've had an experience on any particular airline that was that much worse than any other. I've had a lot of bad scenarios in which, you know, one particular company did something ridiculous and they're all kind of the same. You know what I mean? That's kind of the problem, is that there are not airlines that are, in fact, doing much different than anybody else because they're really just packing you in and getting you from place to place as quickly as possible. And for me, it's like, all right, well, if I'm going to swear off one airline for the rest of my life, that certainly closes a lot of opportunities for places that I want to go because it's not like everybody flies everywhere. So, no, to me, that's cap. And in general, I've been flying planes since I was 7 years old, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm so past that point of this airline affected me as a human being to the point that they're never going to get my money anymore. Good luck with that because I'll see you somewhere else.
Taylor, what about you?
Cap for me, knock on wood, but I've been pretty fortunate in my flying experience. I've not really had anything too bad to deal with. So, yeah, I'm good.
All right. So, on Sunday, the Rams are part of the Nickelodeon broadcast. So, that included both, like, at the stadium, they had really fun stuff for kids to do. They had slime helmets. And then on the broadcast, they had Patrick Starr giving, like, commentary. They took up Baker Mayfield in a blimp. It was a bunch of fun stuff for kids and at the stadium and on the broadcast. So you like the idea of this Nickelodeon broadcast. Taylor, what about you? Fact or cap?
Fact, yeah, I think it's great. Gets kids that might not usually watch football interested in football. So, yeah, it's a genius idea.
Clinton, what about you?
Fact, I'm mad I missed it, to be quite frank. I kind of forgot that game was happening because this is sort of a separate discussion, but to the point. The NFL, you know, Beto mentioned being footballed out. The NFL did a great job this weekend, I thought, with how they scheduled it. On Saturday and Sunday, all the time slots were filled with football, like both days. That was surprising. And so by the time we got around to whatever the 1 o'clock on Sunday was, I was like, oh, right, the Rams are playing. I wish I had known it was on the Nickelodeon broadcast.
Nickelodeon.
Because I wanted to see somebody get slimed. Now, you were there. What do they slime people in, like, real life, or is it just, like, is there any of that that happened?
Yeah, they slimed like people that like Kurt Sandoval, one of our buds. Yeah,
Kurt.
The,
yes.
Yeah,
he got slimed. You could get slimed there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I've never been slimed.
Got a chance to.
Yeah, it was a cool experience. Yeah, I'm all about it. And the thing I like about that though is it's the alternate broadcast. If you don't want
to
watch it, then don't.
If you want to
watch the traditional with Jim Nantz and Tony Romo, cool.
Jim Nantz.
And even they got into the spirit where they had their Christmas sweaters and they had the graphic of them getting slimed, you know, the green screen. But I was watching that because I was in the backyard with the new members of the family. And
right,
so like I brought out the computer to stream the game and I couldn't find the Nickelodeon. I wanted to check out my boy, Noah Eagle. He does a great job on the broadcast.
He
has fun with it. He's so good. He's so talented. And I kind of liked when they do the little get to the touchdown and there's an explosion or a slime. And like it's not for the hardcore fan who wants to break down the X's and O's. It's a Christmas day. It's fun. And you never know what kid might watch and be like, oh, damn, you know what? All right, cool. Now I know who Cooper Kupp is or whatever it is. You know, something like that. It's just fun for the non-traditional fan.
I like it. I'm a fan. I would love to see it in a game too.
Yeah, I'm sure they could eventually. And I also really liked, because I was a fan of SpongeBob growing up, so really like the guy who voiced Patrick Starr coming on and giving his commentary was hilarious to me.
Really?
I never watched Nickelodeon, but I love the slime.
You didn't watch Nickelodeon?
It's great. Nah.
I guess you didn't have cable.
We didn't have cable.
The reason I started watching Nickelodeon is because, so when I was a kid, I told you my parents were divorced, so basically TV is what raised me on a lot of levels. And I remember I came home from school one day, I think it was a Friday, and I watched the Kids' Choice Awards, and I was young enough so that I sort of understood what I was looking at, but I didn't really understand how programming worked, and so I assumed they did this every Friday night, so I just started watching Nickelodeon hoping that I was going to see it, and then I realized, oh my God, this is once a year, and that's how I fell in love with award shows. Never
that's
mind
lovely.
Nickelodeon. Yeah.
So, it's still about the Rams game this past Sunday. So, Russell Wilson got sacked a bunch, in case you guys didn't watch. It was kind of a blowout. So the Rams DJ kind of got into it and started playing Level Up by Sierra whenever he got sacked. So it's out of pocket for the Rams DJ to play Level Up after Russell Wilson got sacked. Beto, factor cap.
DJ Malski, huh?
yep.
He's also the Clippers DJ, if I'm not mistaken.
And USC.
Oh, and USC. So look, I mean, it's low hanging it's low hanging fruit, right? Like, this would have been funnier 3 years ago, 4 years ago when they were brand new. But, you know, they're like legit married and have kids and all that other stuff. I mean, yeah, I don't like it. I know I'm being old man. Get off my lawn.
I was going to say, you're above this? Are you kidding
me? No, it's not above this. It's just,
this is my kind of carrying on.
It's just like, man, we've already heard it over and over and over. Bro, I like the originality.
Stop it. Okay. Look,
3 years ago, it was funny. Four years ago.
The bit is not designed to be original. The bit is designed to annoy the dude. And by the way, playing Sierra is not what's going to annoy him. Playing Future is what's going to annoy him. I don't understand what.
See, now Future, I'm all about.
His wife's music. I don't even get that. Like, okay, sure. Yeah, he's married to her. They have kids. They have hyperbaric chambers together. They do whatever they do. You play the ex's music. That's the move right there.
That's what.
You
know what I'm all about that one.
The king of toxicity.
I'm all about toxicity, but it's just like, the wife, it's easy, whatever. But
Tóxico.
Yeah.
That's a word I learned from TikTok.
Stay away from las tóxicas.
Tóxicas, man. It's great. Tóxico Twitter, as we call it on TikTok, which is weird to say.
You're anyway. So mad.
Taylor, what about you?
I wish. I've said this before. Sorry. I need to be hanging out with more Mexicans.
I told you, man. I told you. Get out of the West Side, bro.
From the top.
Come over here.
West Side. Bro, you crazy? You know how warm it is out here?
Taylor, okay, yeah, it's just not out of pocket. So this is cap for me. I mean, if they were broken up or the relationship was on the rocks,
then I love it.
But by all accounts, they're happily married, right? They're good.
Yeah, by all accounts.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
All right, so one last one for you guys. So the movie Glass Onion came out on Netflix.
I watched it. Yes.
It's great. I loved it.
Yes. Because I had nothing else to do. I was trying to avoid TikTok, and I went on and watched Glass Onion. All right, go ahead.
Do I need to watch that? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yes. You do need to watch it. It's great. Janelle Monáe is fantastic in it. So,
I wouldn't say but it's good.
Okay, it's enjoyable.
All right, Pinto. Enough with your hating on everything, okay?
Wait, because
show some enthusiasm. No.
You asked, do I need to watch it? And you're a busy man. If she's saying great.
Busy man. I'm stuck with the sickness in my apartment.
You're watching cleaning videos. You're busy. You got to figure things out. You're about to go find out about Rudy Valencia. You're busy.
2-hour commitment.
Exactly. So if she's saying it's great and it doesn't hold up to being great standards, then...
Yeah. Sorry. I don't need to oversell it. Yes, it's
What
it's
was
good.
The question?
Yeah.
Is it great or not?
So my question is, you think you could solve a mystery? If you were given all the clues, you think you could solve a mystery?
Yes!
Clinton,
of course.
He'd even win.
100%. What do you think this job is half the time? It's figuring out a mystery of who's lying to you and who's not when you're trying to write a story about what's going on in the world. I could be a detective for sure, but then I'd have to be a police officer, and I don't want to do that. So, you know.
What about a PI where you're your own boss?
You're freelance.
That's a little close to the snitch community for me. I'd be sort of like the person that, you know, handles squabbles amongst groups of friends. Like, I could be an advice columnist. That's what I could do. LA Times, hit me up. AITA. You know what I'm talking about? I can't say all those words. Am I the such and such? I can handle those. I know those well because I've been in a lot of weird life situations.
Yeah.
Mysteries.
Right, Beto, what about you?
But you should watch it. You'll like it. Daniel Craig is really good. I like him with his accent and everything else. You know, I like that. I got into it. Usually those are the kind of movies I don't like, but I like the following around the murder mystery. It was cool. I dug it. It was a good time. Could I be a detective? See, no, because I'm just going to go after everybody. Oh, no, it was you. And then like, oh, wait, hold on. No, it was you. Oh, wait, hold on, hold on. Like, I'm not going to wait to get all the evidence because.
Too reckless.
Yeah. So I got caught watching Jake Ryan the last 2 days. So I binged it, right? And the CIA and going back and forth and who's lying to you. I have no patience for that. I don't even be like, look, fool, you lying, yes or no? Like, tell me right now. Like, I need to know right now. And then I'm going to get him, and I'm going to get him, put him in the room together, boom, hash it out. I just can't. I'm a terrible detective.
Fair enough.
Because of no patience.
Cap, yeah, I don't think I'd be a good detective. I kind of would stand out in a crowd and not be very, conspicuous. So, Cap.
All right.
Or inconspicuous, rather.
Taylor would be good at, like, a 21 Jump Street type role.
Oh, yeah, I could see him as Johnny Depp.
Go back to high school?
Yeah. Right.
Coming up, I'm going to tell you guys what I've been doing sitting in my apartment for the past 2 days by myself. Travis and Slew. I'm Clinton Yates. He's Beto Duran at 710 ESPN. Travis and Slew, Duran and Yates, 710 ESPN, here on a Tuesday after Christmas. Having fun.
Yeah, we are.
I've been in my apartment the past couple days because I'm down with the sickness and haven't really had much to do. And so I've been trying to kill time. And one of the things – I get a lot of swag like from various companies, typically in the form of clothes or trinkets or whatever. And some of the stuff is cool. Some of it is not. But I got one free thing a couple months ago, which led me to buy some of the stuff on my own. And now that I had all this downtime, I said, you know what? Let me break these out of the box and actually do something with them. And what those are Lego flowers. Now, for those of you who are familiar with Legos.
2 hours and 40 minutes into the show. I'm waiting. I thought we were going to start the show with this. I purposely didn't text you. I didn't comment. I wanted. I'm glad we're going to get a full hour out of this.
So. I opened them, look, I wouldn't say handy, but I'm a pretty creative person. And I was like, all right, let me do these first couple ones because I had like a couple roses and a couple other flowers. And I put them together and I put them in a little vase, whatever you want to call it.
Vase. You speak French.
Je parle français. So I put them on my deck and I took a picture and people were like, oh, those are really nice. Where'd you get them? I was like, you people realize these are Legos, right? They're like, oh, I didn't even notice.
And I'm neither,
like,
oh, I didn't either. I didn't know they were
how
Legos.
How are you looking at these flowers, not understanding that this is not what real actual petals look like? And so
I thought it was a toy. Right. I thought it was some kind of like toy that you put together, but they didn't look like Lego.
It.
When you're just glancing through it, it doesn't look like Lego.
So I figured that out, and I was like, you know what? I've got – and I went – it was one of those deals where – oftentimes when I get really into something, like, I don't know, I find it on TikTok, I'll buy a bunch of it just to see if I like it. And so I had like 3-4 boxes full of Lego botanicals, as they're known. And so I put together the first – yes, that's the name of the line. It's actually quite lovely. So I put together the first couple.
Here's a rabbit
and
hole.
I don't do a whole lot of Legoing, so – it wasn't exactly like super familiar to me, but it was easier enough to learn. Once you figure out how you do the flower things, like you don't necessarily – I follow instructions. I'm not one of these idiots that tries to freestyle all the time. So
damn.
It worked out well. So I put together the two smaller ones.
Stuff ain't cheap.
And I said – no, not cheap. And I said, you know what? Let me go to the bigger one. And like, dude, the bigger ones – bro, this was some of the most complicated arts and crafts work I had done in a really, really long time. We're talking tiny pieces. You're putting things in places that if you mess it up and you get one wrong, you got to go all the way back and basically tear the whole thing up. It took me about an hour to do the first bouquet, which was a mini one. It probably took
Lego
me about...
Lego Icons Flower Bouquet. I'm looking at this right now.
Yeah, it probably took me about 2 hours to do the flower bouquet one. And then the last one I did, which I did yesterday.
A joyful and elegant flower display that lasts.
Was the Birds of Paradise one.
Get creative, which, personalizing your bouquet.
Apparently, the official flower of Los Angeles is this flower that's in the Birds of Paradise.
Beautiful, one. Right?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Rearrange the bouquet to suit your room or mood. It's a project for garden and flower enthusiasts.
As it turns out, these things kind of sway in the wind, too. Yes. They're not like rock hard. They kind of got some give to them, so they kind of look real. So now I have all three like on display in my kitchen. They look great. So you can see that. If you want to look at that, you can follow me on IG or on Twitter, at Clinton Yates.
The best is when you were doing the play-by-play of it, and you were, like, you could hear the frustration a little bit, and then, like, okay, this one got better. I'm like, what are you
doing? Some of them were hard, bro. Like, you know, it's not easy. I'm not saying it's, like, so difficult that, like, you know, whatever. It requires any sort of actual knowledge.
But you have instructions. Come on.
These weren't regular instructions. He wasn't building a little car here. This was, like...
Instructions are obviously critical, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's easy to do because there's a lot of repetition. And like, if you don't really figure out, it's not that easy, but it's also quite therapeutic. The other thing I did is this. I watched a bunch of Christmas movies. Now, I'm the kind of person that doesn't like watching something if I think I know what's going to happen, which is kind of a problem in Christmas movies because you kind of always know what's going to happen.
Yeah, the guy gets the girl and they kiss.
I watched one movie called Love Hard. And right, this was about here. This
interesting.
Was about, this was about a guy. Who,
don't Google that.
Who can't? Don't Google it. I'm going to tell you about it right now, bro.
2021 romance comedy.
A guy,
okay.
Don't read it out loud on the air and box the bit. Get the goodness gracious. Let me lay it out. So anyway, it's a movie about a guy who.
Loves hard.
The woman writes about bad dating experiences for a living. That's her job as a journalist.
Sex in the City.
She lives in L.A. They've got scenics of Venice Beach and all this. I was like, oh, this is great.
Santa Monica Pier.
You know what I'm saying? All that crap. And so movie, though, about a guy who she ends up getting catfished after she goes across the country to meet some dude she's really liked that she's been texting with a lot that she met on a dating site. Trust me, this is hitting way close to home for me. So I was like, I'm all in on this story. Turns out the guy gets she gets catfished. Yeah. It turns out the guy is not this like good looking, you know, kind of somewhat Mediterranean looking dude. It's this kind of frumpy Asian guy. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
whoa,
it's like a big change from what she's used to. Long story short, she ends up falling in love with the actual dude because that's what happened. But like, this movie was really really good. And it was
wait. She falls in love with the dude who lied to her.
Because the dude ends up being much cooler than the dude that was actually the guy.
But you can't catfish. You can't catfish.
Wait, hold on. Wait. You told me this. No, forget that it's just a movie. Come on, we got to be realistic here. She's really going to say, oh, okay, you lied to me about this, and this, but
go on.
But he's a heart.
Line. Yeah, I'm just saying. She fell in love with the actual dude. It didn't end up mattering what he looked like, which is a little bit far-fetched.
That's the Christmas movie I watched, Love is Blind. You know,
a little bit far-fetched. But the best part of the movie was that they argue over what the best Christmas movie is, and the dude is unabashedly a Love Actually fan. And so, spoiler alert, at the end of movie, when she
Wait, Love Actually, that's a good one, right?
When she realizes that she's actually in love with him, she does the whole Love Actually bit at the end of the thing.
Oh,
it's
that's
really
cool.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
That's cool. Hey, Love Actually, I like that.
You.
Look, for me, I like Love Actually. And this is coming from the guy who doesn't like anything, right? So, no, for Emily, don't be just because the movie's older than you. You can't be saying to it, all right? No, Love Actually was a good
fine.
One.
Exactly. Love Actually is fine. It's completely fine. But it's not the greatest Christmas movie.
But okay, how does he come back from the lie? That's the whole thing. That would have been over for me.
The way it unfolds, he asked her to marry her, and she says yes for whatever reason, because she's like going along with the bit because he actually knows the guy whose picture he used for the catfish, and she's trying to get with him, and he promises to help her. That blows up in their face when she's just like, I can't lie anymore. This is all a problem, and it's at the engagement party. It's a mess. It's worth watching, though.
That's a hard pass.
Trust me.
That's a cap. Rotten Tomatoes, don't like it. IMDb, 6. You know what?
Well, since when do we listen to Rotten Tomatoes?
All the time.
Rotten Tomatoes is its own thing. It's like not really accurate.
I don't even know anybody in this. Nina.
Clinton,
Dobra.
I need you to get a Letterboxd so I can see all the things that you watch and see, you know, how it goes. Do you
know
what Letterboxd is?
That's something I can do, because the other two movies I watched, one was about a super famous writer who was having trouble dealing with his parents, and he ends up falling in love with the daughter of his parents' nanny that they find together on this like crazy mystery somewhere up in the Northeast, which was fantastic. And lastly, this was the best one I watched of all, was Bad Moms 2. Bad Mom Christmas. That movie is hilarious. If you've never seen
you and
that
moms.
Movie, that movie. I know I'm in a mom phase. It's a whole thing. But if you've never seen that movie, Beto, you need to watch it.
Let me think about that. Nope.
You've never seen that? Have you seen the first one?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what Bad Moms is?
It's like no.
Bad brand. Moms is great.
Yeah,
this is why I watch Seinfeld and Curb, right? Just to avoid these kind of movies, right?
Can you step into the 21st
No,
century?
Because if I'm going to be on this show, I got to sound like Travis, right? So I got to be in that zone of like, just stay in my ear. I'm going to watch The Office.
I think Travis would think Bad Moms is funny, in fact.
Is Love Hard a good movie? That's a question on Google. Love Hard might not be anything close to required viewing, but it's still a quite fun film to start the holiday season.
Thank you.
Mostly watchable romantic comedy.
Can we change the name of the movie though from Love Hard?
Yeah,
to
it was. I didn't really get what that. I think that I feel like they sort of fell back on that. That felt like one of those things where it was like the working title, but they never really got to a real one. So
there's a really funny scene. Emily the Criminal.
There's a really funny scene in the movie where she has to do karaoke to impress the guy who she thinks the catfish is, but she has an allergic reaction and it's hilarious. Enough of the
hold
Christmas
on, please.
Movies.
Here it is. Here's how we end it. I tune in to listen to you, Beto. You're never on the radio. I wear the sports talk. Lego flowers, Love Actually. Who are you? What have you become? I kind of dig it.
Thank you. I'm television's Clinton Yates. This is Travis and Sliwa on 710 ESPN.